Well, hello. We have got, for the first time, Hillary on the phone. She is my dearest friend. How are you doing, Hillary?
I'm great. How are you? How is everybody listening to this podcast?
I'm sure they are all fantastic. They cannot answer back at this very moment, but I'm sure they're all doing well.
Awesome.
I'm sure they're all doing well. So how does this rainy Saturday? It's raining here in New York, but it's sunshining here on the inside where the heart murmurs. That's what you're listening to. And what are you up to down south there? Hillary?
Oh, well, at the moment, I'm just doing a little bit of work on my computer. I'm trying to utilize this Saturday and make it productive.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just getting ready for the holidays.
Speaking of the holidays, that's exactly what I want to talk about today, the holidays.
Wow, look at that.
How do you feel about the holidays, the Christmas season and whatnot? Are you fond of it? Are you find it tiresome? What? How do you feel?
Well, I really love the Christmas season, but I think that society has created elements that make it tiring. I don't think it inherently is tiring, but unfortunately, I think that we as a society have added, you know, pieces to the puzzle that just have made it much more tiring than it should be. So,
okay. Pros. Name a pro of the Christmas season.
Giving.
I would say a pro of the Christmas season is, giving. Let's talk about giving. What do you feel about, what is your Christmas list like?
Oh,
who's on it? Who's not on it? Who didn't make the cut? Who was snubbed this year?
Ooh, you trying to get right into the drama.
Right into the drama. Woo! Drama at the next. At your next family gathering, right, because of this podcast that I'm certain all of your family will listen to.
Exactly. Yes. That's what I'm concerned about. You know what? I mean, all of my family members are on my list. So there's some people that I don't typically see at the holidays. So sometimes, you know, they're not on the list, not because I don't love or care about them.
So it is gift by sight. Gift by sight. If you see you, you'll get a gift. But you can't make it to the family gathering. You ain't getting nothing.
Gift by sight and gift by history. So maybe if you miss like one or two family gatherings, you might still get a gift. But, you know, as time moves on, the more gatherings you miss, the less likely you are to get a gift. The percentage of likelihood is decreasing.
So I ain't getting no gift, I guess.
You get a gift a lot. I send you a gift or I'll see you. Not every year, but I mean, there definitely have been years.
Oh, you ain't right. You ain't right. Yeah, I enjoy giving as well. My Christmas giving list is always contingent upon my monetary situation. And my monetary situation is usually laughable. We're going to change that in the upcoming year. It's not the new year that's going to change anything. It's just be my attitude. It's going to change. It's already changing. You know, like from the Dream Girls musical, I am changing. Am I right? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, so my Christmas list, I would say right now I got some hard maybes on there. I got some, a definite yes would be anybody that I've actually already purchased a gift for, which is no one. So my hard maybes are going to be my mom and Carmen and you. And the kids, which are my nieces and nephew, those three. So those are the hard maybes. And then the on the brighter side of no would be my dad, and Jasper would be on the brighter side of no.
Okay.
You know, so
Well, I have a question for you. So how likely is it that the brighter side of no becomes a gift?
All of my hard maybes would have to turn into soft yeses. There is no soft yes. Either I got him a gift or I didn't. So actually all of my hard maybes would have to turn into yeses. And then those brighter side of no's would turn into hard maybes.
So you got a whole system.
I have a whole system. I have a whole system that is brand new this year.
Oh, okay.
Just made it up, actually. So I did. What else about the Christmas? Let's talk about cuisine. What's your favorite Christmas food?
Ooh. Well, being a vegetarian, I love sides. So macaroni and cheese is great. Collard greens not made with meat are great. Dressing not made with meat is great.
I think we understand you are a vegetarian. We get it.
Okay. Just want to make sure you get that. Brussels sprouts I'm actually growing to love. When I've had them at restaurants, they've just been amazing lately. So Brussels sprouts are now on the list.
Don't sleep on Brussels sprouts.
Exactly.
Do not use them as your pillow. See what I did there?
There you go. I like that.
I'm going to jump in here and take, I guess, the desserts. You can do the sides. I'll do the desserts. I love red velvet cake. My mom would only make it at the holidays. That's how special it was. Or expensive it was to make, I guess. Red velvet cake as well as pecan pie. Which I did not like at first because I do not like pies. I'm much more of a cake person than I am pies. But I grew to love pecan pie. And my mom doesn't make, neither one of those were at Thanksgiving. She wasn't having it. She was like, ain't nobody got time. So hopefully, you know, she will revive that tradition this next week as I go visit the fam and the sister down south. Yeah, so I like the sweets. I like the sweets, the cookies. I also like baking. So that's also a draw of it for me. Yeah. What else in general about the holidays?
Do you getting together with family is nice. I enjoy that. Seeing people that I don't get to see regularly. Meaning, you know, daily or weekly.
Daily or weekly. People that you maybe only see bi-monthly, tri-monthly, quarterly.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's nice to see people, so I definitely enjoy that. I love the decorations. Although I didn't get to do a lot this year, I do have a wreath on my door, which
did you get added. A tree? Did you get a tree?
I did not get a tree this year. Oh. Yeah, I know. But I do
where is Santa gonna put the presents? Where is Santa going to put the presents?
Santa and me have an agreement that he's putting my presents under other people's trees.
Okay. Yeah. You down with OPT? Yeah, you know me.
Hey. There you go. You got me. That's it exactly. OPT.
And that's what Christmas is all about. It's all about going out and making it happen. Whether you got a lot of money, whether you got no money, whether you're going to be like Hillary and buy everybody and their mama a gift, or whether you're going to be like me and just buy your mama a gift. Either way, as long as you operate with love and you make sure that your heart doesn't skip a beat and it doesn't murmur, you know, then you know you're doing the right thing. This is Hillary's introduction, but it won't be her last time here on The Heart Murmur. We hope you've enjoyed it. A quick 8 minutes has come and gone. So tune in next time on The Heart Murmur where we'll be talking about, name a topic, Hillary.
Careers.
Ooh, careers. Get up, get out, and do something. Enjoy your holidays. You look beautiful.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.